Welcome to the second session of our mini-series on mindfulness. In the last session, we talked about the definition of mindfulness, how it's connected to our happiness, and we began to explore some mindfulness techniques. Today, let's dive a little deeper into the why. Why do we need to practice mindfulness? As we've already learned, the majority of us spend at least 50% of our waking hours thinking about something other than what is happening right in front of us. One way to look at this is it's one of the major things that separates humans from other animals. That is, our ability and tendency to think about what is not happening. Don't get me wrong, there are plenty of animals in the world that can remember past events and even plan for future ones. But as far as we know, no species comes even close to matching our ability and tendency to live outside of the present moment. It's a cognitive achievement that has undoubtedly helped us survive and thrive on this planet, but it comes at an emotional cost. Our ability to live outside of the present moment, combined with the immense increase of technology in our daily lives and the struggles we face as a society, has formed a perfect storm of sorts. But instead of a massive storm surge with 50-foot waves, this storm is one of stress, anxiety, discontentment, and disconnection. Now, mindfulness is not some magical antidote that will solve all the world's problems, but it is a proven tool and technique, one that works to combat both our innate human psychological tendencies and the new societal norms that are causing us harm. The good news is that mindfulness is becoming more popular. You've probably heard the term before you tried out this mini-series, and you might even know people in your own life who are practicing every day. Techniques like meditation and breathwork 10 years ago seemed a little odd, almost, and now they're starting to become a lot more commonplace. In fact, some of the most popular applications on our smartphones are those to do with mental health, mindfulness, and well-being. It could be true that we need mindfulness now more than ever, and that is why we practice. In today's meditation exercise, we're going to explore just how much our minds really wander. We'll also try a few strategies of refocusing and strengthening our muscles of concentration and clarity. I'm going to bring in the same background audio we used in the last session to help us relax and focus. Find a comfortable position here as we begin, sitting in a chair or on a couch or a cushion, feeling relaxed but also alert, a nice straight back. Gently close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Notice where you feel the breath most distinctly here. Could be at the tip of the nose, or movement of the chest or abdomen. As you sit here, try and get just a little closer to these sensations. Feeling them as distinctly and deeply as you can. And as you sit here, continuing to feel the sensations of the breath, I want you to try and notice when your mind wanders. Something that helps me is labeling thoughts as they come and go. So, for example, when a thought pops into your head, you can label it by gently saying, thinking, in your mind. And then gently returning your attention to the breath. Try this for a minute. Now, the next time your mind wanders, I want you to try and notice the thought itself. What happens when you do this? Does the thought grow more distinct and clear? Does it unravel and fade away? Play with this here for a bit. So, sitting here, breathing, feeling the sensations, paying close attention to the activity in the mind. When you notice a thought, what happens to it? Where does it go? And then gently return to the sensations of breathing. And for the last minute of this meditation, just release all your efforts and enjoy a minute of peace and quiet. Nicely done. Go ahead and stretch a little bit in your chair. Maybe shake the body out a little bit. You may have found that exercise a little frustrating or difficult. Our brains never really stop thinking, but that's okay. When we practice mindfulness and meditation, we're not trying to stop our thoughts. We're training our mind to allow things like thoughts, sounds, and sensations to occur without taking us out of the present moment, without capturing our full attention. It's not easy, and it's certainly not something that can be mastered in a single exercise. But once you understand the process and the logic behind it, you can practice on your own. I want you to try this at some point during your day today. Whenever you feel like your attention is diffused, instead of reaching for your phone or another distraction, I want you to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and just notice what you notice. Thoughts, sounds, sensations, whatever it is, simply observe it and allow it to unfold. Thanks for practicing with me today, and I'll see you in the next session.